You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The din is that you have to pay up a chayv if you have a chayv. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Kahana Lerav Papa. The Dachta Amrit, that you say priyas ba chayv mitzvah. Ama loy nichalei de avid mitzvah. He says, I don't want to do the mitzvah. He has a chayv. I want to do mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Mice, what do you do with a guy that doesn't want to pay up his chayv? He doesn't want to say, oh, I'm not interested in mitzvahs. Amalei, it doesn't matter. Tanina, we learned. The medvarmum, when do you get Malkus 39 b'mitzvahs lois asay? Av a mitzvahs asay, kagon sh'aymim loy, asay sukkah ve'in oisay, say lulav, yeah, say sukkah ve'in oisay, it doesn't mean necessary. Sh'aymim said it doesn't mean necessary to build a sukkah, it means to sit in a sukkah, to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Asay lulav ve'in oisay, makanoch ha'teitzah nafshi. So you hit him till he's mekayim the mitzvah. They didn't tell he's mekayim the mitzvah. So there's a din of koifin al hamitzvah, that you koif a person till he does a mitzvah. Fine. So therefore, if a person is not paid debt, so we force him. If an individual can force him to do the mitzvah, doesn't mean only Bezdin could do it. But that's the din. Rashi in Ksubis says that what's the mucker of priyas ba'choiv mitzvah? So mitzvah alav lefreya choyvu la'ameis dvarav. To go ahead and show that his words are true, diksiv hin tzedek, right? In the parasha, it's based on the Gemara Metzian over here, in Kedoshim, so it says, Moznei tzedek, she should have correct scales. Eifa tzedek, hin tzedek. It's all different types of measures. What does that say? You know, it's dry measures, liquid measures. What does that have to say all that? So Gemara Dashin's hin, hey, you'd know, you dash in hain. Hain shocha, when you say yes, you mean yes. When you say no, you mean no. So Rashi learns, you took a chayv, so the guy is, you know, you're going to pay back. It's accepted, it's understood you're going to pay back. So, hin shocha, you had tzedek when you said yes. So that's the falav shocha, tzedek. And when you say no, tzedek when you say you're not going to do this. That's the mitzvah. That's where you get the mitzvah. What the Rashi is from this mitzvah. The Ramban, at the end of Bava Basra, says it's from this week's parasha. Right? In this week's parasha, if you look at number 3, let's have the pasuk of Kisasha Ve'echa Masha. Well, let's say you go ahead, you claim a debt from your fellow man. You owes you money. L'sava beis avar avaita. So don't go in there to take the security. B'chutz tamud v'isha shetanayshu b'yaitze lech zavar achutz. He'll take it out. Ishani hu l'sishka v'avaita. Don't go into his house to take away his blanket of security. That's what the Tosek is telling you. Any choyv. The Ramban learns from there, you see, you shouldn't go, but he just has to bring it out. So Ramban learns, Mashal Pesukim, he has to bring it out. He's Mukhuyev to bring it out to you. So Chiv to bring it out. Forget. Shayim Eskan Rashi, why he didn't learn from this Pasuk, this week's Sedra. So basically, Pnei Yeshua, if I remember correctly, I think Pnei Yeshua was over there in Ksubis. Pnei Yeshua says, because if that was so, then it would be Mukhuch. If that was the real Drasha, that then Shibuda is the Raisa. Because the fact that he's giving you something, that means that there was a shibud chalas in the chasim. Right? We know when you owe a person money, this is what's called you owe money and you owe a shibud. What's a shibud? There's a shibud a guf that you mechuyev to pay, and there's a shibud in the chasim. That means that the Gemara says that they can bezin could go collect from you in the chasim. Now, if you hold shibud of the raisa, really means it's only in the chasim. Karka is only a takana, right? That you collect on for karka. But if you hold shibud of the raisa, collect from any in the chasim. Anything, everything else. You can go take your whatever electronics you have at home, whatever your furniture, whatever it is to collect. If you learn from this possibly, Mashi Shmud Raisa, and there's a cheshbon that the Gemara is going with Shmud Lav Raisa. So Rashi learns from different posse. The Chayim bring a Radvaz, that the Radvaz says that it's from Veheshiv Esagzela. You owe money, so it's stealing, so you have to be Mekayim it because of Veheshiv Esagzela. That's why you don't find Priyas Bachoyv is a mitzvah in the minyan of mitzvahs, because it's all in Kuhn Veheshiv Esagzela. So, but that's the Rashi and so forth. So we know now that there's a din of paying chayvus, right? There's a chayv to pay chayvus. Now, let's go to number one. We'll just do the Poshet Halachas. Ein Shmitas, there's a din of Shmitas Ksafim, right? We learned to a few weeks ago in Chumash that Shviyas is Meshamit. Right? The Gemara learns that there's a Shmitah, the Shmitah of Karka and the Shmitah of Ksafim. In other words, if you have a Chayv, you don't pay it after Shviyas. After Shviyas, a person doesn't have to pay his Chayvus. Ein Shmitas Ksafim Neagas Minatayrim, El Bezman Shayevil Neim. Right? Only bisman she yevil na. When does a yevil? Well, as if a psukim that's talking. We don't have yevil bisman as there. Need wave yisrael al admasim. Medivrei seifim. Now this is a machlokes. We shain him. Medivrei seifim tei shmitas ksafim naegas bisman as there. That midorbanan there is. Bekol makom everywhere, even a chutzlarts. Hagazok der ma. Kenu askamas apayskav. Yei shaimim dein shmitu naegas bisman as there. That there was venira. Shaleim samchu b'mendinis eilu. And that's what's saying. She'ein neigin din shmita klal b'zman hazeh. We're not neig shmita b'zman hazeh. Right?
Why?
Because some hold it's not. There was no takana. Now, let's go back to our young ages. I don't remember as a kid people making any prusbols, anything like that. You remember? I don't remember at all.
Yes.
Yes, you remember. Okay.
there was a man in the basement, the Medrash, that they, before Rosh Hashanah, there are people walking with a sheet.
Yeah, with Schmidt, with Prusbo.
With
Cincinnati.
No, here.
Oh, here. Okay, fine. I'm talking about when you were here, you weren't a kid anymore, Yanko. Talk about the old days.
The old days.
Okay, but anyway, all right. Old days. Venira Shalem, some of the Dinas Eilu. Shein Neugen Dishmita Klava, meaning are you Neugen Madain Bismana Rush? Kemosha Kosu Bachuva. Shahoya Tzavech Kuchia, he was screaming, Mars expression like a bird that yells out, Lavatla meaning, the Rush says, how could you not write a puzzle? Velo Eshke Chubay didn't listen to him. Vakva Kosu Gamken Achrenim, Tam Laminik, Shein Neugen Shmita, Kimavu Bediver Marik. Shardis, or Marie Islam, the Truth Sedation, Ube Maril, Vein the Dr. Chayim. So it seems not that partial, but okay, we do it. Ube Cheshbin Shnasa Shmita, Naflo Machloikis. So Machloikis, when is Shmita? Veiker, like the Rambam Shita, Sheshnas Shinchof. What is that? It's very simple, it's not easy to figure out. We had Tov Shinchof was 1960. As far as I remember, right? So if you might distract 400 years from that, so it'll be what? Chav, 1560. 1560, okay? Shnas Chav Zayin, Asa Shmita. V'im ken yesh Shnas Shin Lamedal. It's known, the Ramah was Nifta Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel Ba'imel, Shnas Shav Lamed Gimel. Haba Leinu Shmita. Yiratzen Shibana Beis Mitzvah, Yechzu Azlam Neh Shmita, V'yevelis Ki Yavai Shila, right? But anyway, so if you figure out, I guess, from the year, what we say again, it's 1560, right? And you divide by seven, hopefully it came out this year. Imagine it does. All right? Look at the smile. Just says the Ein Shmita, the Parshas were Eik, Siv. Mikay Shev HaShon Taseh, right? Last week's Parshas Shmita. Vezeh Dvar Shmita, Shmait Kobal, and so forth. It's Anochi, Ve'alfinin, the third line, and Gitin, Mikziv, Vezeh Dvar Shmita, So since we don't have Chol Yeshveh, we don't have Yovel. If you don't have Yovel, you don't have Shmita. That's the basic drushes. Shmita's Ksafim, that's the Durand rights. Medivrei Seifrim, Beis, the Ramah says. V'damam, what's the reason? Kidei shelo teshtakech teiras shviyas miyisrael. Ah, so why don't they ask a charisha, zriya, lo asu b'shviyas miyayvul, kesher, shelo yu reva tzim yachol, namo bo lo asu b'vayis kaka, shtei shonim shviyas v'yayvul, ken kasu teisvis, zedavka b'zman she shmita v'yev v'nag matar, hoysu mekemes am bracha, at a bracha, lagadol b'shon ha-shisha, shoshon. Ulaniyas daita enira tam achev, hu dikivin kedushas atar ba'aretz, v'lo shach b'chutz aretz, וכיוון לא שייך לעשות דבר בחוץ לארץ, גם בארץ סולה תקנו. מה שאין שמיטס כספים, which is Chayvus Aguf, and so forth. So he goes in the whole thing. Then in Gimel he says that the Rosh was upset, Ken Kasagamatur, Vani Beyoim Boilakan, Einei Dan Shal Transfiyas, Gamini Seshmano, and Yamini Chamadan. The Rosh allowed it. He saw people were not doing, you know, prusbos. Right? And again in Dalid, he says, Gam Betchuvas Rosh Kasatam, Oshenicham Enogam, Kivin Shaposha Mishal Hashvah, Kol Yedim Zeh, Hevele Ki Ilu Hisna Amalva Menatha. So all of a sudden comes a new thing. Since everyone knows about it, not too sure that was true, you know, 50-something years ago. And so it's ki'ilu. The Gemara says if you make a t'nai, right, the Gemara makis, I'm a national of Tishmatei Nishmiyas, if you're doing the right way, so you can make that t'nai. Okay? And then he goes into the cheshbon of Shemitah, which we don't really have to go into, but he says over there, he says over there, also it's interesting, Hainu al-pi cheshbon Rambam, sh'al-pi cheshbon nishnas peites, La'elof Ashishi, Hoysashnas be made Balatur, be made Maral Chaviv, who was Rei Samadalad, Berei Beis Yasef, was Shin Vav Shin Yud Gimel, be made the Ramal, Shnas Shin Chav Zayin, and all this is the Oil Cheshbin of the Rambam. Okay, of the Rambam, sorry. But then he ends off, Tieh Oid be made in his days, Bishnas Shin Ein Vav, right? That's just saying his wife was buried in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure how she got there, but Yiratzon Shenizka b'meir b'meinu l'kayim mitzvah k'tikunu b'shmita s'chav shizatz. Okay, but that's the din. Okay, so now, Rashi, in number 6, so Rashi seems to say, in Gittin, that the Rabbanan said, the Gemara goes through the whole thing. How could it be that the din is that you have to pay, right? You have to pay money. And the Rabbanan went ahead and they said the Tishamit, that should make a Shemit, that should go ahead and be Mishamit. How can you make a guy not get his money? So it says Hefka, that's exactly, that's the Sugya, Hefka Bezen Hefka. But without that, in other words, how could the Chazal do it? That's the question. So Rashi uses a Lashon, V'nimtza ha-loive gazlan apim. How could they make the loive not pay his debts? He is a gazlan. So Rashi says, it's interesting that if you don't pay your debts, you're a gazlan. The person doesn't pay a debt, or halva at least, I'm going to see the difference, halva in any debt. So the person is a gazlan. Well, 7, Rashi. In the beginning of Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, you know, how many people you need for bezin, for halvas, for gzeilas. So Rashi says, what's gzeilas? Koifer bepikodin. The mishasholach b'yad, as soon as he uses the pikodin, heavy gazan. V'chein achoyto miyat chavera heavy gazan. Because it says a pasuk, v'yigzol sachonis miyat amitzi. Gzela means to forcibly take something out of a guy's hands. Aval, so why is it, how about halva? Why, and Rashi's bothered, why does it say, halva's b'shloisha, gzela's b'shloisha, why isn't heavy halva gzela? Avaloiva v'loi shilein, loi mikri gazan, demilva l'atzanin. Seems to be a steer. Rashi says that if a person went ahead and borrowed money and didn't pay, he's not called a gazan, the milva leitzanid, because the money is yours. Once the person gave you the money, it's your money. Meaning, it means also a stamza. If you owe a person money, it's your money. You just have to pay him. So it's a mitzvah to pay, that's not called gzeilus. That's what Mash Rashi seems to be a steer in Rashi. So before we talk about the steer in Rashi, let's take a look at Minchas Chinuch's question. By the way, somebody told me that this is, what would you say, if you owe a person money, right, okay, you're embarrassed to pay him. It's a little after, like, it was a 30-day loan, it's after 5 years, and is there a din of mitzvah bo yesu b'shluchay, that you should do it yourself? Can you, you know, send somebody to pay it? You don't want to see the person. It's embarrassing. Is there mitzvah bo yesu b'shluchay on that?
I think the person cares as long as he gets the money.
Right. Shlucha, you're right. Rashi, Rambam, in as far, the Gemara says mitzvah yeshuch as far as Shabbos. What's Shabbos? They used to prepare food for Shabbos. They used to prepare things for Shabbos, right? The Marim, the Gemara says, the Rambam for some reason brings down, this one did this, and Abai did that, Rabbi Yis used to do that. So the Chayyut would say is, what's the difference? Like, Gavilja says, as long as you have the chant, who cares how you got the chant? But Rashi says, Rambam says, Zeu kvoidei shel Shabbos. That's part of the covenant. In other words, it's not just having the chant. The fact that you see that a person like yourself is getting the chant ready for Shabbos, that's a cover Shabbos, that you care about Shabbos. That's a different thing. So that's an Indian of covered Shabbos. But in Chan, Gavil Pashas is right. I don't think the person who's getting the money doesn't really care. It's not a mitzvah for you to bring the money. He has to get paid. You could deliver it, you know, whatever it is with DHL, whatever they call it, these delivery services. And that's it. There's no din of shlichas. The Pashas, that would be. Okay, so let's look at this in this Minchas Chinuch. Now, the Chinuch himself in Reish Kopchas says that if the Minchas Chinuch, I didn't bring the Chinuch's Lashon, but just because Minchas Chinuch quotes it anyway. In Yom B'vur B'kan, Kol Mishayin Reitzel Hashem Alva, Oivu B'loi Lav D'loi Sashib, U'ledivre Rav Mechaber, Oivu Gamkan Aloi Sigzel, Oivu Lav. T'mua Lima Oi, Divre Hashas K'subis. We just had the Gemara. The Makshel Elor Papa, Lidi Dach, according to you, the Amar Prius Ba'choiv Mitzvah, Amar Lo Nicha Li Lamevet Mitzvah. Right? He doesn't want to do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara brings down mitzvahs we force a person, right? Now what was the chiddush that for mitzvahs a size we force a mitzvah? Really, Rav Kiveg is aimed on it. He says, what does it mean? Loisa says you don't force a person to do a mitzvah. He says a coin is in the basic kvaris. You don't force him to get out of the basic kvaris. Is metam himself mason? The Teretz is avada. You are. Minchas Chinuch says it a few places. Avada you are. Pshat is that's pshita. Because you'd be mafish a person from Manissa. A mitzvah could be the Gemara held, maybe you don't force a person. That's his prerogative to do a mitzvah. But a loisa say, Zayva loisa say, that's poshut that you mafish a person from loisa say. L'chay that's how the Minchas Chinuch is understanding it too. T'mili, he says, so yes, k'sakasha. T'minedi day b'vadai koivin, da'ifa loisa say. U'belav b'vadai koivin yesum esay. K'mavu b'shein v'achoinim, de b'esay ain't tzach l'vazviz. We know that the din is that for essays you're not mechuyev to spend more than a 50 of money, right? It could be not allowed even. And for essay, for lavin, you're mechuyev to give up all your money, right? So why isn't it poshut? A person doesn't want to pay his alva. Shelo laver aloisa se, right? We not to be ever aloisa se. Ubeemes, so this is a prima godim shaila. Heichi da lav, we've talked about this. Beshev al tase. What's the difference essay and aloisa se legabe the din of mevazel zal yivazel zeisu mechoimish? Is it because of the choimer of a lav, or because the essay not doing it? Not you have $100 and. And the luluf costs $50. So you're in a place where you can't get any luluf. You're not mechuyev to get the luluf, right? So is it because?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
If the place there's no matzah.
There's matzah, but you have to spend a lot of money. You mean?
Right.
So you're not mechuyev to spend it. That's it then.
And the tefillin.
Tefillin could be a different shot. It's a good point, but let's the Gemara. That's a general rule, Yankel. Yeah, so by loisa say, is it because loisa says more chomer, or because loisa say you're doing an issa b'yadayim? So let's say you have a lav which is shave va'al tasa. For instance, over here, not paying you have a lav, but shave al tasa. So Minchas Chinuch says be'emes be'echid a lav b'shave al tasa pilpul achreinim. It's a prima godim which you're probably referring to a kivega which he didn't see. Brings it. Ichayv levazus kol mamon. Makom madma vade chomer meessay. That's his kasha. So that's great. So he says, so why the Gemara have to say you force because of the essay, right? He brings a Gemara in Erechin. Bishum beerechin lagabi yaseh dehem lo ashkul lozlu ein oivim belava hu atzum bevade chayv l'sham machmas alavin kafin lematzah chashas lematzah esed tzafin. That's basically the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. So on here, the achrayim say. Divrei Cheskel says like this. He answers up the stira in the two Rashis. The Rashi in Gittin that says that if you don't pay a debt, it's gzela, and the Rashi in Sanhedrin, which is, says that it's not called gzela. So he says, avada for person.
What's it called?
You have to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So he says like this, if a person will go ahead and borrow money al menas not to pay a debt, or is he no, that's what he's doing. Then avada, that's called gzela, because he took the money with that intention. Rashi and Sanhedrin talk about where a person took money, wants to pay, and later on he's not paying the debt, and now you want to bring him to court. And like the Gemara says, mishtamute kamishtamet. A lot of times a person, he owes you the money, he doesn't have the money, so he starts fabricating stories to get out of it. I don't remember if I paid you. I have to look into my debts. Let me see. I think I did pay you, right? So you could take him to din, and he needs the money to make a business investment now. You know, people have all kinds of excuses why not to pay. So there he's over an essay. That's what the Divrei Cheskel is machal. He says that Rashi's talking about where a person loaned money lechatchila, knowing that he's not going to pay because the Chachamim say that there's Shemitah, and it's not going to be Meshameted. So taking that money, knowing that if the Shemitah he's not going to pay back, means he's over Gezel. How could the Chachamim do that? That's Sefka Bezenef. That's Gemara's answer. But that's the chilek between where Rashi says it's over Gezel. Oh. So Memela, he says, the Minchas Chinas Kash is, how do you force a person? Why don't you say you force a person Priyas Ba'achoyv Mitzvah? So that's what the Ayat's Alav anyway, so that's what he says, the Divrei Cheskel. The Gemara there is talking about where a person borrowed money, he wanted to pay back, he's not over the Lav of Gezel, now he doesn't want to pay back for it. It doesn't matter if he wants to steal or he doesn't want to steal. Lechatchil, he didn't take the money from you, like Rashi says, Milvaloid Sonnet, that's not called Gezel. That's the Gemara's question, why do I have to force him? And that the Gemara answers, because Koifin al Mitzvah says. But that's the difference between a lav and an essay. In other words, you can have...
What about Loisashik?
What? He says the same thing. Loisashik is dafka if you're not paying back. Right, but if a person will go ahead and take a manas, then he's over.
I don't know the difference.
Huh?
I don't know.
You don't. I'm talking the person himself. You mean, how do we know as far as force? No. So he says, Enchanami, we can't force him. If you know for a fact... You wouldn't be koifer. That's the of course. Yale's right. Yale's asking. According to Gemara's Havamina, how could you ever know if the guy took al manas to steal? You're right. We don't know. Right? Or is it sad to say? He said it. But Pasha's not. The Gemara's Torah says you have to koifer anyone else the mitzvah say. You're right. Enochanam. Pasha's you wouldn't know to do that. All right. Now, let's look at 9 for a second. So here's a shaila that Rav Shlomo Zalman had. Interesting shaila. A Baal Tshuva asked him the following question. The guy became frum, right? He became frum in his 60s, right? And he's had quite a lot of, and he's loaned people money, and he took money from them back. He was a person who loaned money, and he didn't write the prusbul over all the years. So now that he didn't write a prusbul, so those people didn't have to pay him back. So he wants to do tshuva now and all the things that he did, right? Remember, Reb Noach Weinberg, Olav Hashom, was once here. We had a chassan. This goes back 30-something years ago. And Mashiach was there together. And he was telling about a person named Uri Zohar, who just became frum then. So he told him that, he was telling him his process. So he said when he was a famous, I think, movie star, famous star by Israelis, made a big ruckus. My son lived in the same building. So you look at him, he looks like my Mishnah Mos Yeshivisha. He was filling a large part of the day, maybe. The reason was, so they asked him, well, you like the grow? He said, no, he wants to make up for the time that he missed wearing tefillin. So he said that, though, when he first started to come from. So he told his wife, keeping Shabbos. She went, what? And she kept fighting. Then Reb Noach said to him, you got to make the next step. Kashrus, his family went there. Tyrus and Mishpach, there's that. Then he told him, you got to give Maisa Mammon. You got to give Maisa. He said, then he started thinking, was it, do I got it? He says, I don't know, that's how simple this religion, It was a good part. So this guy wants to do tshuva on all the loans that he took. That's the Shaila, the asked of Shlomo Zalman.
He said he has a chiyuv to turn away the money.
Two.
He doesn't have a right to collect,
uh-huh.
But if somebody gave him money, Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a chiyuv to say, here, take it back.
But that person who returned it to him, if we'd have known, if he would know his shviyas, and he doesn't have to return, would he have returned it? Yeah, so let's look at the minchas dinah.
He'd become very fruitful.
Let's look at the minchas. I mean, I'll make the other ones baal tshuvas too. Look at number 9. V'hine, ha-toveya choyv minchas dinah, she'ovra lov shmita, oiver be'esei v'loisesev, v'chutz b'zeh hevi afkata d'malka. Da'ach means the melech. Right, that's an expression in Gemara that the Melech was mafki, meaning the Melech Malchem Lachem, the Bein Shom. Da choiv nivka kamavu b'Gemara. Right, the lotzach lo masis ani noisach ha choiv nivka meila. Va'afim noisach lo baratzan atoiv einu moel ki kvar nivka. V'chein mashu kam pam in the time b'Gemara. V'im kein, listen to this. Im yesh lecher shayta katan mos. That's what they have. How is that shay Yerusha? You have Shaita, he's an only child. Parents died, the money belongs to him. Or b'schar pu'ula, right? Gemara says that Taisa says that it's shayach if he works, cotton works, so the money belongs to him. V'hil v'lechad, and somebody borrowed money from him. V'avar shmita, afar pi she'ena b'nei mitzvahs. Even though the shaita gave you a loan, it's a shaita. Okay, go over to shaita. He has enough understanding to know what a loan is, maybe, I guess. And he lends you money. So even though he has no mitzvahs, you know, but still the chayv is gone. Or it's, there's no chayv. Nichlat a chayv ki huafkat malka. Right? That's what he goes to. That's basically his here. So now, however, it's really based on Iran, but Achreinu Medayik in the sugyas in Gitin, the sugya of Prusba, which maybe we'll go through another time, that's Masha from Rashi to Rosh, Shadri Rishonim. That's not true. I think that's what Gavir was saying, that the pshat is, there's an essa and loisa of you to take it. However, the choiv still exists. In other words, not the pshat is, like the minchas chinuchs understand, the choiv is gone. The choiv still exists. The loiva owes money to the malveh. Except there's a mitzvah and a lav that he has to say, mishamit, you don't have to pay me back. I'm mishamit, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have to really pay back the debt. The debt right. Exists. Chazemi says it's a very hard concept. The Torah says not to do it. How could it exist? But you see in Rishonim that there is such a concept.
I don't know how to answer one step. To understand the two parts at the beginning of the Shemitah year and the end of the Shemitah year accomplish two different things. That the
two?
Debt exists for the year.
Right.
It's an aveira not to collect the debt for a year.
Right.
But then once the end of Shemitah comes, that means
that
disappears.
That's it. That they learned the Mimdaik and Rashi not that way. The Choyv is always there. So Mimela. So there's two. So Pshon Zalman said that Hoyel, that Be'etzim, the Choyv is there. The Choyv is there. Right? So he gave you money that really belongs to you. Oh, what? You would have been over Lavan and Essay. You don't know about it. You're shaggy. Had you known about it, both parties known about it, let's say, what would you have done then? You wouldn't have lent the money necessarily. Right, a person all of a sudden, let's say years ago, when people didn't know about Shemitah, and somebody come over to them and say to them, you know, there's an essay in the Leisa said to collect this debt. And it's Bishma, if you say, according to the Minchas Minach, so the guys weren't chayav to pay you, that's the din, what could you do? Even if you didn't know about it, they're not chayav to pay you. So Mela, there's a few thousand, this guy's got hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars that he took from people that doesn't belong to him. But if the Peshat doesn't exist, and had they known that there's such a din, they didn't know it because they were not from, they never would have done it. So Pshom Zalm says it's understood that when they would have made the deal, he would have said, Amanashul Tishmataini Shvius. Or it's understood, Me'elav, it's Advarim, Gluyim, V'yaduim. God doesn't lend money nowadays unless he knows he's going to get back the money. Right? But most people want back the money. That's why he'll lose the sack of the principle. So if you don't know the takanas of it, it's ki'ilu, you made a takana, menashul tishmitaini, which does the same thing as a prusbul does. That's what Shom Zalman times. So somebody showed me in the Vaznal of a Shom, in his sefer, so he says that hoyel, again, there's a din of, you should pay back, And Shemitah's Ksof Mezman is the Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. You really owe, with the Raisa, you owe the money. Except the Rabbanan I Mefkiyat. So Memela, in such situations, Chazal said, for Baal Tshuvas, he says, that needs a little husband, that we say that the person who would have paid it is Ruach Chacham Nechem, and he wants to be Mekayim, this Indian of Ruach Chacham Nechem, and give him Alpha Pekin. You know, I'm giving it to you, even though the guy says, no, you don't have to, but he'd give it to him. Okay, but that's an interesting shot.
What did Shlomo Zalman say about the ribbis this guy was taking?
You mean if there was ribbis? Yeah. That's a different thing. I think somebody told me he has a tshuva. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I'll look around. Right. But the ribbis is a different
thing. Isn't that the Marjorie
Goat? By ribbis?
No, I'm talking about the pain.
Yeah, it could be. Right. He says, but Mimela, we. What?
Anyways,
that's what he says. That you can be Soma, he's mitzvah for all these sheets. Okay. Now, just a kasha, a well known kasha, it's in the Prime Stansel. Prime Zinadin, we mentioned before, Allah and Shulchan Aftar in two places, in Yodeya, I think Kufnun Vav, and in Archaim Tov Reish Nun Vav, that a mevazviz al yevazviz yeisu machaymish. So Prahim said, yes, the question, if Priyas Ba'choyv is a mitzvah, if I owe you $100, right, and all I have is $100, why am I mechuyv to pay you $100? Shall I be mechuyv to pay you 20, up to 20? Why don't you say, I'm a vazviz?
Wait,
let's first digest it. Before you, I know, over the, now this question, I know all of you want to, you know, answer this question. You don't want to, because the guy owes you, you're not going to let him get away with this. It's okay. You had a question. Why isn't that called a mevazviz? What?
That was on stock. This is on chiyuv.
It's on all mitzvahs. The Gemara says lulav. The din in Shukhanach is talking about a lulav. You can't afford a lulav. You're not mechuyv to pay.
This is not as a mitzvah. This is, you made a business deal to borrow somebody else's stuff.
Is it there for what?
On the cheshbon, I go to hold it. It's that you're taking somebody else's money. You have an obligation to return it. You're going to say, I don't
want
to spend
that. What?
So
let's first say what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says, what?
It's not mevazviz, you're not spending money, you're
it's his money. The pshat is, let's first say, Reb Chaim says, in a chanami, you only mechuyv to give back 20, right? $20, let's say. Okay, you give back $20. That guy says, you owe me another 80. He says, all I have is 80. He says, okay, give a fifth of that. And you keep going and going. Okay, that's a cheshbon, which at the end you'll come out, you'll lose a little, you won't get your full money. You get 99 point something. Okay, a cheshbon. But Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yashiv, it's two sides of the coin. I think Rabbi Shlomo said is the best nusach to say. Rabbi Chanan says like this. Rabbi Chanan says that mitzvah is the pshat, the money that you owe, that you have to spend is the tzitzah of the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, therefore, I have to spend money. As Torah says, you gotta take a lulav. Lulav cost $100, you gotta spend it. But what happens if I only have $200? I'm not mechuyev. Chazal said, Sheval Tas, I'm not mechuyev. So the mechuyev mammon is a tzitzah from the mitzvah. Over here, fakad, the chiyuv mammon exists because you owe the guy money. Elo what? The din is that there's a mitzvah on it. I'm sorry, not the din. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a tatzav the chayv. The chayv exists. That's what I have to pay. I have to pay $100. That's what. Rav Yashar says a little different, and that's why I like Rav Shlomo's way of saying it. He said this. What's the reason? Rishonim say. What's the reason I'm a vazvaz al yivazvaz al
shayis
mechaymish? You should become poor and people have to support you. So, Rav Yosher says, so what do you mean you shouldn't become poor? You're living on Yenim's money. When you come, you are poor. You have $100. So you won't make me poor. At this rate, at least I live $100. I could buy a meal here for that. What do you mean you have $100? You don't have $100. The $100, like Rosh Hashanah said, belongs to him. What do you mean you are poor? The money doesn't belong to you. It's the other person's money. It's not shaykh to say on that, I'm a vazviz. It belongs to Yemen. Rav Yashar doesn't say that lashon, but that's the pshat. He says, what do you mean, efes lo yebecha evyon? You shouldn't become an evyon. You are an evyon. You owe a guy $100. Is not the pshat I happen to have a mitzvah here where I have to spend $100. I mean, that's what Bechon is saying. It's not all. I have a mitzvah and I have to spend $100. I owe you $100. That means it's your money, Batsim. Bechon doesn't speak that up, but that's what they're saying. The $100 doesn't belong. What do you mean? You shouldn't. I shouldn't become poor by taking Yenim's money. It's like saying, there's no way I had to do it. I shouldn't become poor, therefore I should steal, so I shouldn't become poor. What kind of thing is that? It means is that if you're not poor, we can't make you spend money in order to become poor. But if you're poor, ready, you're in that matzah, so Vadi, you got to go ahead and do it. It's interesting. And the Goyen says, it's a Rambam, really. The Rambam says that the din of shkolim, you're mechuyev to spend any money to give a machzis a shekel, right? Because it says v'adalo yamit. Adalo yamit. So the Rambam learns out from there that even if it's the shirt off his back, he's got to give the shirt off his back. So the Goyen says a remez because it says munach. What's the trouble? Munach revi'i. In other words, four out of five parts remain by you. That's the trump in the Dalo Yamin. So I remember I asked him, what kind of din is that though? But Mavazwas Ali Vazwas Chaimish. Somebody said, rightfully so, it's because the whole din is if you're poor, if you have to spend a lot of money, don't make it so poor. If a person's poor ready, right? If a person's poor ready, it doesn't matter. Spending this much money, if he's poor, Dalo, it means a person's poor anyway. The din of Mavazwas is to make yourself into an ani. If you're an ani already, that's what the Goyen is saying, then there's no din of Mavazwas, I think. That's the
pshat.
What?
That's
the Mishaburis Kasha. Mishaburis there. You mean the Gemara in Kedushin, yeah. It's a Mishaburis Kasha. We'll do that one day.
Wouldn't
it have nothing between and this, yeah. That's a good point. Right, if it's Yenim's money, but that's not. Yeah, we'll do that another time. What Shlom is asking is, Mishabur asks in Tav Reish Nun Vav, the one said if a person has five shkolim for pigeon a ben, or what's the other one, for himself or for his pigeon a ben, right? Is that the much of his, or for Riyah? The Gemara has different shayles. So Mishabur asks, others ask, I think before him, also, he says if a person only has five shkolim, and the shayla is, he doesn't have any more money, otherwise, what's the big deal? He only has five. How is he mechuyev to spend five at all on the pigeon a ben? So one of the things they talk about is over there, Mr. Bruce says over here, because he's already poor. I think he mentioned that.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.